Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother. I am with you, and share with you the desire for more light and consciousness on earth. The earth is in the midst of a deep and thorough transformation. Earth, as I see it, is a dimension, is a frequency, a realm of energy, much more than just a planet, a rock floating through space. So, from my perspective, Earth and humanity on it as a whole is an energy dimension that right now is turning itself inside out and upside down, because at the heart of this dimension there is now the need for change. There is a heart-based awareness awakening now, and there is the collapse of ego-based consciousness and ego-based consciousness has been around for many, many centuries. And it has created a great fear in human beings. There's a lot of fear inside collective consciousness on Earth. And this fear has created chaos. Fear always creates imbalance, chaos, and therefore more fear. And from this fear arises the desire to control life, and it creates a lot of noise energetically. Emotions become noisy, going up and down, and people become less grounded, less centered when there's a lot of fear and chaos around. And so both emotionally and mentally, people become unstable. And when you are constantly in fear, there's a sense of crisis and helplessness and despair in people. And this is what you see all around in the collective atmosphere around Earth. And of course, there are many things happening right now. There are conflicts, political conflicts, wars going on. There's economic, there are economic problems, and there's climate change and the growing instability of Earth's natural rhythms and cycles. So this creates more fear in human beings. But essentially, the fear is a frequency which needs to be addressed at the level of consciousness, at the inner level. So instead of focusing on the outer level, on what's happening, the external events, for you as a light worker soul, who are in the midst of this, of these frequencies of fear, chaos, desire to control, it's vitally important to understand to understand who you are and what is your purpose here. So I'm asking you now to go within, go to your heart, and feel the space there. Your soul's energy has already entered your heart space, and you may perceive this heart energy or your soul's energy as a very sensitive one. It makes you aware of energies around you. When you meet with people, when you witness their problems, their suffering, their issues, it affects you. And when you read about the news, the world, the global developments, then you're also affected by what you pick up energetically. So your heart is very sensitive, and you often react strongly to the frequencies of fear, both in people around you, people you love and care for, and in global developments which you notice. For example, the environment and the destruction of nature touches you deeply, because you are deeply connected with Mother Earth, and you may feel deep concern or anger or despair about it. And now go into your heart space again, and breathe in the energy of love and connectedness. Whenever you are affected by frequencies of fear, it's like you are drawn into a hole, a black hole. You're drawn into emptiness, because at the heart of the fear frequency is a lack of love, a lack of hope, a lack of groundedness. And so the disconnection from Earth is essential to the fear frequency. The fear frequency makes you feel like you are small and free floating, not connected, not grounded, not connected with the whole, with the rest of life. And this is exactly what's happening to people worldwide. They feel they are small, insignificant individuals struggling to get by, not connected to something meaningful, something bigger than themselves. And you, as a lightworker soul, are here to remember the connectedness of all life, both human and non-human, and to also radiate, spread that frequency of connectedness into this world. So you are here to change collective consciousness from within. That's your mission. And this is what fulfills you, makes you feel grounded and like having a purpose. Therefore, it's really important to distance yourself from the fear frequencies around you and to know how to do this. When you are out of touch with yourself, with your heart, your soul's energy, then you easily absorb the fear frequencies, the chaos around you, and it makes you feel entirely lost, without purpose. So I'm asking you now to put both feet on the ground and connect with Mother Earth, with her heart, and to feel how she welcomes you right now. She has a frequency of her own, and you can feel it. When you create a direct link with her, heart to heart, and you bypass all the turmoil, fearful thinking present in collective consciousness. Feel her heart. And feel that you have a natural spot, that there is a natural space for you on Earth. Tap into the heart-based frequency of Mother Earth and feel that she is going through a transition herself, and that somehow in the future there will be a new Earth on which there is a much deeper harmony between humanity and her, between humanity and the frequency of Earth itself. The natural frequency of Mother Earth is abundant, is hospitable, feel that you belong there, and see now who you are on the new Earth. Feel it in your body right now, as you connect with the frequency of the new Earth, feel that you are grounded, that you are welcome, and that your heart energy wants to express itself there, wants to be fully present, not hiding anymore. Your love can flow out, express itself freely there. The age-old burden of lightworker souls, having to do with being rejected for bringing in a new awareness, this age-old burden has then lifted. And you are free to play again. Be joyful. And feel what that's like. It's the complete opposite of the fear frequency. The opposite of fear is trust, joy, and playfulness. Fear is always about struggling to survive, whereas heart-based frequency is about enjoying life as it is, about exploring, curiosity, freedom. And you may think that it's not time yet to embrace this new awareness, that you have to wait for things to change on Earth, that it's always somewhere far beyond the present horizon, this new Earth, this frequency of love and joy. But it is not. The new Earth is being born right now through you. You are the ones who bring in the heart-based frequency, and you are allowed to feel it, to celebrate. Don't wait any longer. This is your time right now. Feel the frequency of love and joy pouring into your heart and into your abdomen and into your legs, and step out of the fear of the frequency of fear. And I'd like to tell you something about how to do this in relation to your loved ones, to friends, family, and in the work environment, because it has become second nature to you to hide your true self and to not radiate your natural frequency, because out of fear to be different or to end up in conflict. So you have become used to live in hiding, so to speak. And it's important that you stop doing this. You have to remain true to your own frequency, to your own heart, because to suppress it, to hide it, is always at the cost of yourself. It will exhaust you and draw you into this hole, this emptiness I spoke of in the beginning. To let go of your own frequency means you make you open up to another frequency. And therefore, to suppress yourself is always to hurt yourself. And you may ask, you may wonder, how do I do this, practically speaking, in everyday life? It means, first of all, that you are open about how you feel or think about things, and you speak up about it. But as soon as you, or when you notice that there's a lot of resistance or your energy is not welcome, you can distance yourself from this situation. If you feel that your words or your actions or your energy bumps up into a wall, energetically speaking, that's a sign to distance yourself and not force things. And it may seem unfriendly or unkind if you leave or disconnect. However, to stay true to your own frequency is very important, because basically this is your most precious gift to this world, to other people. Staying true to yourself is not selfish and shouldn't make you feel guilty or lacking in compassion. You are compassionate, but staying true to your own heart-based frequency is actually the most compassionate thing you can do for other people. So staying true to yourself means you become visible to others. And if you feel that there's no connection, no understanding, then you are allowed to leave. And by being committed to staying true to yourself, you will also attract change to yourself, very real and practical changes. Because I know that many of you find yourself in the midst of situations or, for example, job environments that drain you, exhaust you, don't match your heart's frequency, and you feel it's impossible to leave, to get out. And the most important thing to realize here is that change always comes from within. So what I mean to say is, first you observe what is happening and you see how and why you feel drained by a certain situation, environment, relationship. And then you feel entitled to pull back, to draw in your own energy of love, hope, joy, and to feel that you are entitled, allowed to protect yourself. So you release these energies of obligation, duty, the need to fit in, or the need to please, or be one of the group. All these types of pressure, they often make you very open to the frequency of fear. Because there's a big fear in general in people to stand out, to be different, to let go of the group, the community. But it's your mission, your heartfelt desire to stay true to the awareness of freedom, to the new heart-based energy that wants to flow into the dimension of Earth. So when you can really feel this and understand that this is who you are, accept yourself, then you start to your energy starts to shift. And gradually, it may take some time, you will start to become more grounded and attract other situations, other people, other frequencies into your life. And you may wonder about timing. How do I know when to get out of a certain situation or relationship, family issue, job? And I'm telling you to feel it. Trust your own heart's guidance. Make the inner shift. Realize what's going on. Don't feel trapped by energies of fear, obligation, judgment from others. Become more self-aware. Realize who you are. Realize your connection with the new Earth. And the more you absorb and are this new frequency, the more things will naturally change, and you will know what to do in the moment. You cannot predict it with your mind, but you go with the flow of heart-based awareness, the flow of your intuition, and the new will arrive. This is a time of change, deep transformation, both individually and globally. And as lightworker souls, you were born to be on the forefront of this transformation. So take up your space, be there. Trust yourself, don't be ashamed of yourself. Feel free and explore the new consciousness. I'm here, I'm right beside you, I'm one of you. I was a pioneer in the time I lived on Earth, and so are you in this time. But there are more of you now. Feel the connectedness between all of you. And have trust, have faith in the future. Thank you for bringing in a frequency of light on Earth. I am with you. Thank you.